Anyway, good morning. Happy Sabbath. Happy New Year. All right. So I hope that God will bless every one of you, every one of us, for 2025. I think 3 days ago, I've been thinking, would God wait until my little daughter gets married? It's so strange, you know, because I did not expect to see 2025. Anyway, we're studying a good subject. The title of it is The Most Dangerous Time in History. What is the title of my message? The Most Dangerous Time in History. So let me pray before I navigate through it. Dear Father, I don't know, but I am about to speak a word from you. I don't want to say anything that comes from me. I need to be under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that he may guide my lips, my brain, my body language, my tongue, everything, to convey the message the proper way, that your children may hear it and decide to get their lives together. Thank you for choosing me for this message, and forgive our sins. Bless your church, this church, and wherever your children may be. Give us your Holy Spirit above understanding. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. All right. So we're studying the most dangerous time in history. You will probably get some reasons why I say that. Because it is. We are living not just as Seventh-day Adventists in the last days of the earth history, but it is for the whole humanity, most dangerous time. Terrible events will take place. Decisions will be made. Decision that will have an eternal impact, whether for eternal life or eternal death. That's why I say it is the most dangerous time in history. We have probably heard of wars and rumors of wars and of bombs that will destroy cities across the globe. This is the time to think about it. And this is the time to go on our knees to intercede. It doesn't have to be to intercede just for us or for church members or for family members, but we also need to pray for our country here in America. We will see different things pertaining to the church, and I hope that nobody will sleep or slumber. So, as I said, we are living in perilous times. The Apostle Paul predicted, and I hope that everybody will have their Bible open, because today I have decided not to use the screen. And from time to time, I will do the same thing, not using the screen, so that you can all open your physical Bible. Please pick up your Bible. If you did not come with one, There is one just in front of you. Open it up in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, and we will read verse after verse until we get to a certain point. We stop to transition to other things pertaining to our time. This know also, that in the last days, in what days? Now my question to you, are we living in the last days? Is it just for us as a church or for the world? For the world as well as for the church. That in the last days, perilous times. If you don't want to say perilous time, what another way to say it? Dangerous times shall come. This is Paul speaking to us. Paul was not speaking to Timothy particularly, though he sent this epistle to him. But this pertains to our time. Perilous times, dangerous times shall come. And he continues, verse 2, what is the reason, what are the reasons why Paul says there will be perilous times in the last days? What are the reasons? He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. That means these people will be selfish, thinking of themselves. At times they may be thinking about some family members or some friends, lovers of themselves, covetous. Think about covetousness. Now, do not think about anybody else. Think about yourself. Have you ever been covetous? There will be covetous, boasters, not, you know, you see, those people who said, me? You know. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy. Without natural affection. What is natural affection? Think about the different ways one can be without natural affection. Meaning an affection with which God has created us. Think about the so many different deviation of love and affection that Satan has introduced in the world through the families, churches, schools, etc. etc. Without natural affection, children not having any more affection for their old parents. You don't have money, but your child will never send some money to help you. You sick, they will never come to see you. You almost lose your house. They will not pay it for you. Without natural affection. Truth breakers. False accusers. Have you ever wrongly accused somebody of something that somebody has never said, done, or even thought of? And continent, people who do not stop talking. Fierce despisers of those that are good. We will find this both at home in the church and also in the world. Despisers of those that are good. Now, let me give you an example or a few examples of unnatural affection. There was a woman who was walking in New York City. She was 57 years old. She was a 57-year-old woman that was burned to death in the subway in New York. Think about you walking in the subway to catch a train to go somewhere, and somebody has just decided to put fire on you to kill you. Nobody to help you. Even police officers did not help you or do not help you. You have no friends with you, no family members with you. Is that unnatural affection? The woman who was killed when a man intentionally set fire to her while she was sleeping on a New York City subway train earlier this month, December 31. The name of that woman is Debrina Kawan. This is what police says. Think about that. And Paul said, these people in the last days, church members, family members, people in society will be traitors. Verse 4. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Invite somebody that you have never met before to go with you in the theater right there in Clement Center. He will go. But if you invite that same person to come to church, nope. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Let's go to verse 5. Having a form of godliness. Now, is Paul talking about church members or about people in society? It says having a form of godliness. So when you see godliness, you see people in the church looking like they are good people, kind people, but inward, they are wicked people. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such, turn away. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. For many shall come in my name. Let's go to Matthew 24, verse 5. This is another reason why Paul says, in the last days, there will be perilous times, not just for the church, as I said, but for everybody. Matthew 24, verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name. That means Christians. Christians, people who are not even Christians, shall call themselves Christ. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. What did Jesus warn us
about first Christ? Why did Jesus warn us about first Christ? Nobody knows? Because Christ deserved to be worshipped. Christ deserves to be obeyed. Now, if Jesus comes into the church and asks us to do something, would we not do it? Immediately that we see that person is Christ, the first reaction of a true Christian is to bow down. And I cannot wait to bow down before Christ. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to worship him. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. The first Christ will deceive many. And I promise you, even some Seventh-day Adventists who are superficially called so will be deceived as well. So deception comes in the name of Christ. False prophets, false Christ will deceive those who have a superficial knowledge of the word of God. And this is it just as just because the deceivers call themselves Christ. This is easy because they call themselves Christ. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And this, I'm praying that you will listen to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. What does it say? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. We will unpack that. Even Satan, the one that everyone knows as evil and devilish, can transform himself into committing or into doing something he could never do otherwise. Into becoming something he could never be otherwise if he does not use deceit. If Satan can do that, he who went too far to becoming a good person, how much more can he get to transform himself or transform a human being into a deceiver as he did with Eve? Remember, Satan was behind the serpent who deceived Eve. Eve did not see an angel coming to talk to her. She allowed herself to be deceived by a serpent. How much more will we allow ourselves to be deceived by a person that looks like just Jesus Christ? Or someone who is compassionate? Or someone who has a loving face? Or someone who is generous? He would be willing to give you the whole amount that he has in his pocket or her wallet. And because of that, this man cannot be otherwise than an angel or Jesus Christ. Many will be deceived. So, but when Luke 21 verse 9, Luke 21 verse 9, what does it say? But when ye shall hear of wars and rumor of commotions, be not terrified, for these things must come to pass first. But the end is not by and by. Okay, we understand that. We understand that there will be wars, rumors of wars, commotions. But the Bible says not allow yourself to be terrified by these things. Because these things have to take place before Jesus comes. Okay, fair enough. Now, we will go to something else. Luke 21, verse 10. Then said he unto them, Luke 21, verse 10. What did Jesus say? Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Everybody knows about these things. We don't want to talk about Ukraine or Russia or Lebanon or Israel or Palestine. We don't want to talk about Panama or Canada. There will be nations arising against nation. All right? But these are signs of the second coming. Am I correct? All right. So are we seeing those things as I'm talking? Yes. If you see these things taking place and you believe they are signs of the second coming, so get your life together. Get it together. Luke 21 verse 11. It says, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences. Have you heard lately about a new pestilence that is about to strike, that has already Anyway, I think it's Texas or which state has already found that virus, which is called H5N1, the bird flu. Somebody is hospitalized and his life is in danger because of the bird flu. You remember in December 2019, there was the same thing in December. And somebody has predicted there will be another one worse than COVID-19. Jesus has predicted there will be pestilences. Okay, now, buckle up. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Highlight this. My sisters and my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 brothers. The rest of you are sisters. Buckle up. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Now, in December it was in the news. There were fearful sights in heaven. Where particularly in the States? Can somebody recall me? Where there were many fearful sights in heaven. Where? Okay, I cannot hear you because, you know, I have some hearing problems. New Jersey. Who said that? New Jersey, New York, and some other states. Have you heard about that? Have you heard about that? Yes. You said yes or no? You're not sure. Jesus himself has predicted it. Sister White has predicted it. Fearful sight in great and great signs shall be there. Shall there be from heaven? Okay, let's go a little bit faster. This is what Sister White says. Satan is fighting access to thousands of minds by presenting himself under the guise of departed friends. Your friend has died, and a few days, few months, or few years after, you see your friend coming back to talk to you. This is not your true friend. This is evil spirit taking the form of your friend. We should not give way to them. We should, on the contrary, ask them to leave. And use your Bible to recognize that these apparitions are not your friends or your parents or your children. They are evil spirit. The scriptures declare that the dead know not anything. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 5. Their thoughts, their love, their hatred have perished. When somebody dies, everything perishes with him. The dead do not hold communion with the living. But true to his early cunning, Satan employs this device in order to gain control of minds. For Satan to get control of your mind. That's why I told you to know your Bible. You should not be a superficial church member, Seventh-day Adventist Christian. Otherwise, Satan will deceive you, making you believe that this is your mom who has passed, your brother, your sister, your spouse. Don't waste your time in other things while you should be knowing your Bible by studying it. All right, let's keep going. In the days of the Hebrews, there was a class of people who claimed, as do the spiritualists of today, to hold communication with the dead. Even the Hebrews, they did that. They communicated, quote unquote, with dead. But we know that dead people cannot speak. They're dead. Now, my sister told me that when Grandpa died, they put her sleep at his feet. She was not scared because it was in the country. All the way in the country, there was no home. How do you call it again? Funeral home. There was no such a thing. She slept right there at the feet of Grandpa. Now, would you do that, my sister? No. Why not? You would be afraid, eh? Who would not be afraid? Hey, nobody raises. Why would you be afraid? Because you believe that dead people are not truly dead. If you talk about hygiene, I can understand. But apart from that, we should not. Because it is just evil spirit trying to play in your mind. But the familiar spirits of these visitants from other worlds were called, listen to that, oh my God. But the familiar spirits as these visitants from other worlds were called, are declared by the Bible to be the spirits of devils. Now, have you heard about UFO? Have you heard about UFO? What do they say about UFO? They call them aliens. Aliens means what? Beings coming from other world. Do you believe so? Okay, if they are not beings coming from other worlds, what do you think they are? Evil spirit. Evil spirit. Now, we've got to read some texts. I'm not going to read them now. The work of dealing with familiar spirits was pronounced an abomination to the Lord, and was solemnly forbidden under penalty of death. Back in the days, in the Old Testament. If you, they know that you are communicating with evil spirit, knowing that they are not spirit of the dead, you would be killed. Nowadays, people do that every time, even people in the high places. Scientific circles, churches, and legislative bodies will acclaim them, will receive them, will communicate with them. As a matter of fact, I know that as I'm talking, they speak with them. Sister White says, in Great Controversy 556, paragraph 2, the very name of witchcraft is now held in contempt. Nobody want to talk about witchcraft. It's been a long time since nobody wanted to talk about witchcraft, but it is in the news, it is in all TVs. Who has watched at least one show that is called Harry Potter? Have you watched that? Nobody has? I know, Mama. I know you have never watched that. But Harry Potter is witchcraft. 2 years ago, I and my family went to Disney. We used to go to Disney all the time. But finally, I've decided never to go again because they truly do magic, witchcraft. They claim that men can hold intercourse with evil spirit is regarded as a fable of the dark ages. Not anymore. But spiritualism, which numbers its converts by hundreds of thousands, yea, by millions, which has made its way into scientific circles, which has invaded churches and has found favor in legislative bodies and even in the court of kings, this mammoth deception is but a revival in a new disguise of the witchcraft condemned and prohibited of old. Now, what are the four entities that accept that kind of witchcraft in their midst? The first one is scientific circles. One day, I was stressed out to death, and I have decided to ask my counselor to give me a therapist to help me with stress because of tests. When I'm taking a test, it was in 2011, I was in the nursing program, BSN, along with my wife, and I said, I need to get somebody to help me with the stress. And that lady came, she was talking to me, and finally she told me, we're going to do an exercise. I said, what kind of exercise will that be? She told me, the first thing that you want to do, you want to close your mind. Close your eyes. The second thing, blink your mind. I said, no, I will not do that. And nobody, I got excited. Nobody can ask me to do that. Nobody will bring me to do that. I will not close my eyes. I will not blink my mind. In scientific circles, you see, even AI, we need to watch out. With AI. Yesterday, I was watching a video, a short video. Elon Musk having a haircut by whom? By what? Robot was doing his hair. Oh my God. Now, let me continue, brothers and sisters. It is not just in scientific circles that we will see witchcraft, but in the church, Sister White says, which has invaded churches. Legislative branches, bodies. When you talk about legislative bodies, what are you referring to? The House of Representatives and what? The Senate. And then she said, and even in the courts of kings, if we don't have kings, what do we have? The president. Now, these people, particularly our spotters, they say there is no alien, there is no UFO, we have never met them. We know that they're lying. They are in communication with them, according to this text we just read. How to explain those sightings in different states, skies, that even the current administration says they don't know what they are and where they from? How to explain that? By NBC Chicago staff and the Associated Press, published December 19, 2024, updated on December 19, 2024 at 10 a.m. This is what I read. What is behind those sightings? Mystery drone sightings continue in parts of U.S. Here's what we know. A large number of mysterious drones has been reported flying over parts of the U.S., sparking speculation and concern over where they came from and why. Nobody knows, according to them, according to the government, according to FBI, according to all of these security people, they don't know where they come from. They do not have any heat that they can control them. No heat? Are you talking about flying objects in the air that do not put out any heat? What are they? I'm reading. The FBI, the Homeland Security Department, and other agencies have been investigating, but officials say there has been nothing so far to suggest that any drones have posed a national security or public safety threat. In fact, authorities say many of the drone sightings, we just read it in Matthew, sightings, have actually been legal drones, manned aircraft, helicopters, and even stars. We know that is not true. About 100 of the more than 5,000 just in part of New York and New Jersey, more than 5,000 sightings reported to the FBI in recent weeks were deemed credible enough to warrant more investigation, according to a joint statement by the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, Federal Aviation Administration, and Department of Defense. So if they are not human-made, where do they come from? Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder said, repeated Thursday that the drones being reported are not being operated by the Department of Defense. Asked whether military contractors might be operating drones in the New Jersey area. Listen to that. Ryder rebuffed, or I don't know how you read it, or buffed the notion, saying there are no military operations, no military drone or experiment operations in this corridor. Okay. So what are they? Visible manifestations of Satan. Satan will personally come in the form of, one, human beings. We will see it in the world cities. Satan will come in the form of human beings. Second, Satan will come in the form of believers. You will see church members, and you believe that they are true, genuine church members, but they are evil spirits. Three, Christ. Satan will take the form of Jesus Christ, personate Jesus Christ as portrayed in Revelation. And Satan will come in the world. We will see why. We also will see the reasons for Satan to come in these forms. As I said, let's keep going. Our manuscript releases, number 8, page 1903. Satan will use every opportunity to seduce men from their allegiance to God. He and the angels, false angels, fallen angels, who fell with him, will appear on the earth as men, seeking to deceive. God's angels also will appear as men and will use every means in their power to defeat the purposes of the enemy. Satan will send his own angels to deceive. And God says, we cannot allow that to happen. I will send our own angels to prevent that from taking place. And it will take place in our time. Selected messages 3, 4, 11, 1903. Evil angels in the form of men will talk with those who know the truth. I need you to stay awakened or awake. Listen to that, please. Evil angels in the form of men will talk with those who know what? The truth. Who knows the truth? Church members, Seventh-day Adventist, Satan will send his own angels to us to deceive us. They will misinterpret and misconstrue the statements of the messengers of God. So, where will we see those fallen angels? In the church. They will come in the church to misinterpret what the preacher is saying. In the church. Listen to that. They will misinterpret and misconstrue the statements of the messengers of God. Have Seventh-day Adventists forgotten the warning given in the sixth chapter of Ephesians? We are engaged in a warfare against the host of darkness. Unless we follow our leader closely, Satan will obtain the victory over us. Let's keep going. This is Mind, Character, and Personality 2, page 504, 505. Year 1909, or if you want to go to a last day events, 162 paragraph 2, 161 paragraph 1. Evil angels in the form of believers. Earlier it was in the form of daughters, unbelievers, but now in the form of believers. Evil angels in the form of believers will work in our ranks. Will work. Not just will sit down. We need to watch out. Will work in our ranks to bring in a strong spirit of unbelief. Let not even this discourage you, but bring a true heart to the help of the Lord against the powers of satanic agencies. These powers of evil will assemble in our meetings, not to receive a blessing, but to counterwork the influence of the Spirit of God. I think, even if I did not say it, in GYC 2024, some evil angels were there. Though I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit in every gathering, but I believe evil spirits were there. The enemy is preparing to deceive the whole world by his miracle-working power. He will assume to personate the angels of light. Okay, now, they will take the form of angels of light, and they will personate Jesus Christ. Wow! If men are so easily misled now, how will they stand when Satan shall personate Christ and work miracles? This is selected messages 2, 394, 1897. Who will be unmoved by his misrepresentations, then professing to be Christ when it is only Satan assuming the person of Christ and apparently working the works of Christ? How would you know that this person making miracles is not Jesus, but instead Satan? Don't study your Bible and you will be deceived. I promise you. You will be deceived. Satan will take the field and personate Christ. He will misrepresent, misapply, and pervert everything he possibly can. Everything. Keep going. A power from beneath is working to bring about the last great sins in the drama. Satan coming as Christ and working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are binding themselves together in secret societies. When you talk about Freemasonry, when you talk about Illuminati, when you talk about New Age, when you talk about Scientology, when you think about any type of witchcraft, and you will find church members being part of them. They are talking about contemplative prayer. They are talking about spiritual formation. Those are coming from paganistic religion or pagan religion. And they brought into the church and they educate our children. And next thing you know, they do not believe in the sanctuary anymore. They do not believe in the Sabbath anymore. They do not believe in the judgment anymore. They do not believe in anything. There is a limit beyond which Satan cannot go. And here he calls deception to his aid and counterfeits the work which he has not power actually to perform. In the last days we are living in, he will appear in such a manner as to make men believe him to be Christ come the second time into the world. He will indeed transform himself into an angel of light. But while he will bear the appearance of Christ in every particular, so far as mere appearance goes, it will deceive none but those who, like Pharaoh, are seeking to resist the truth. Now, if you resist the truth, you will get deceived. Don't forget, when you get deceived, you lost. It's over. Game over. Game over. As the crowning act in the great drama of deception, Satan himself will personate Christ. The church has long professed to look to the Savior's advent as the consummation of her hopes. Now the great deceiver will make it appear that Christ has come. In different parts of the earth, Satan will manifest himself among men as a majestic being of dazzling brightness, resembling the description of the Son of God given by John in Revelation. The glory that surrounds him is unsurpassed by anything that mortal eyes have yet beheld. The shout of triumph rings out upon the air. Christ has come. Christ has come. Let me move forward. Because we need to see that Satan will not come just to deceive the world. Satan will come in the form of Jesus Christ to deceive the Seventh-day Adventist members who trust the Lord, who are waiting for the second coming of Christ. The people will prostrate themselves in adoration before him. while he lifts up his hand and pronounces a blessing upon them as Christ blessed his disciples when he was upon the earth. You remember when Mary was crying and asking, "Who has taken my Lord? Who has taken my Lord?" There was a young man standing by and said, "What are you looking for?" "Well, I'm looking for Jesus, my Lord. They have taken my Jesus." What did that person say to Mary? Mary, immediately that Jesus said, "Mary," what did Mary recognize? It was Jesus. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, when Satan comes in the form of Christ coming the second time, those who are accustomed to Jesus Christ, familiar with Jesus' voice in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, we will know that this is an imposture. He cannot be Jesus Christ. Even though he will lift his hand to bless, to make miracles, we will not be deceived. Satan sees that he's about to lose his case. He cannot sweep in the whole world. He makes one last desperate effort to overcome the faithful by deception. Overcome the faithful by deception. He does this impersonating Christ. He clothes himself with the garment of royalty, which have been accurately described in the vision of John. He has power to do this. He will appeal to his deluded followers. The Christian world, who received not the love of the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, as Christ's transgression of the law, as Christ coming the second time. These churches will receive him. This is not me saying it. LDE, meaning what? Last Day Events, page 165, paragraph 1. Almost through. He proclaims himself Christ, and he is believed to be Christ. He is believed to be Christ. People will worship him. The saints, this is where we need to be careful. And to me, it is a little bit puzzling as I'm talking. Listen to that. Now you believe that you will just see him on television. But listen to what Sister White says. The saints look on with amazement. We will see him. Though Jesus said, if he is in the desert, don't go. House stop, don't go. In the city, don't go. But Satan will do it a certain way that we will see him. The saints looks on with amazement. Will they also be deceived? Will they worship Satan? Angels of God are about them. A clear, firm, musical voice is heard. Look up. Why do you think the angels of God will ask church members to look up? Come on. Why do the angels of God will ask? Why will they ask us to look up? Jesus will come from above. Satan will come from beneath. So this is enough for us to understand that this man is not Jesus Christ. It is an imposter. We will not worship him. Brothers and sisters, this type of messages is crucially important for church members to understand. Because Satan knows that we are strong in keeping God's commandments, even though we fall from time to time. But Jesus will heal our backsliding. Amen? Jesus will heal our backsliding, my backsliding. God will not allow Satan to make me lose my eternal crown. Let me read that to finish. As we near the close of time, I need you to hear that. We have one more slide after this one. As we near the close of time, listen to that, please. There will be greater and still greater external parade of hidden power. Listen to that. Parade of what? Hidden power. What is a parade? A parade? Can somebody speak loud so that I can hear because I have bad hearing? A parade is the gathering of people, maybe in line, to convey a certain message. Let me put it that way. I may not get it completely right, but this is an idea. Like, if you go to New York City in June, they declare it what? The month of those. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to talk about it every time that I'm. Okay, there's a parade. Sister White says, as we near the close of time, there will be greater and still greater external, not internal, parade of hidden power. Okay, what does she mean? Hidden deities. Hidden what? What is deities? False gods. Hidden deities will manifest their signal power and will exhibit themselves where? Before the cities of the world. Now, what does that mean? That means Buddha, Muhammad, Tao, Confucius, and local devil spirits that people used to worship will take the form they had when they were alive and walk down the streets of the cities, and people will worship them as they are worshiping them now. So, all of these, Satan will take the form of human beings. Satan will come in the form of human beings in the church. Satan will take the form of and his evil angels of evil believers in the church. Satan will personate Christ. Hidden people will come in the cities. So, when we see these things, when will they take place? Do you know when they will take place? These things will take place? Do you know? Before the close of probation, even before Sunday law. Sister White says it. Before Sunday law is enacted, Satan will take the form of Christ. Hidden powers will manifest them in the cities. This is what I read. This is the last one. In the very time in which we live, Sister White is speaking here, the Lord has called his people and has given them a message to bear. He has called them to expose the wickedness of the men of sin who has made the Sunday law a distinctive power, who has thought to change times and laws, and to oppress the people of God who stand firmly to honor him by keeping the only true Sabbath. There is no time. I should show you many videos of Catholic and Protestant talking about keeping Sunday law. As I'm talking to you, they call it blue laws. Right now. They want it now. Okay. And to oppress the people of God who stand firmly to honor him by keeping the only The only true Sabbath, which is what? Saturday. What day is today? Saturday. The Sabbath of creation, not Sunday. Hello? Not Sunday. As holy unto the Lord, the perils of the last days are upon us. And in our work, we are to warn the people of the danger they are in. Let not the solemn sins which prophecy has revealed be left untouched. Preachers, please. You who are watching online, if you are a preacher, please use messages that can trigger some kind of fear in people so that they can prepare themselves for these events highlighted in this message. Evil spirits will take the form of Christ, the form of angels, the form of departing friends and family members to deceive the church members. This message should be highlighted in every message. This topic should be highlighted in every message that we preach so that church members would not be deceived and be ready to be translated to see Christ when he comes, not Satan when he comes. God bless you.